very much. Indeed, the definition is according to the number of people employed. I must admit that I don't have the number present right now, but I can provide that afterwards. But if I may just seize the opportunity of pointing to the fact that this law on the supply global supply chain does not have a gender perspective, and we think that that should be rectified because we all are aware of a gendered labor market along the full supply chain. We also think that the second National Action Plan on Business and Human Rights should have a gender perspective. And lastly, we see that the EU directive on due diligence should include a gender perspective and should in particular contain rules on access to justice and civil liability, because that is something that is difficult for anyone victim of human rights violations along the supply chain, but particularly difficult for women along the supply chain. If I may, Madam Chairperson, could I just add one point on the barriers to abortion, because which I forgot, which is a legal barrier. And that's, I think we need to be aware of the fact that we still have a jurisprudence of the German Constitutional Court, according to which a woman has a duty to carry to term a pregnancy. And this is a jurisprudence that does not take into account the developments in human rights law, also in German constitutional law, on the protection of the self-determination over one's own body. And therefore, it is important that a commission has been set up, an expert commission, to study whether the abortion law in Germany can be changed.